He returned to the toy booth the next day and the day after that. At night, new drawings accumulated beneath his bed. Finally, on the third day, the old man came at him with a broomstick. Hugo flinched, thinking that the old man was going to hit him, but instead, he raised the handle toward Hugo and said,
"Be useful."
Hugo took the broom and began to sweep the floor around the booth. The old man watched carefully. When Hugo finished sweeping, he handed the broom back to the old man.
"Now give me my notebook."
The old man coughed and reached into his pocket. He pulled out some change.
"Go buy me a croissant and a coffee, unless you're going to steal my coins, too."
Hugo happily grabbed the change and returned quickly with two croissants and two coffees. They ate and drank in silence. When they finished, the old man got up from the bench they were sitting on, went behind the counter, and found the remains of the little blue wind-up mouse that Hugo had stepped on when he was caught stealing from the booth. The old man laid the crushed pieces on the counter and said,
"Fix it."
Hugo just stared at the old man.
"I said, fix it," he repeated.
"I need my tools," Hugo said.
The old man took out a small canister of tiny screwdrivers, pliers, files, and brass hammers.
"Use these."
Hugo hesitated for a moment, but then set to work. The mouse skittered noisily across the counter.
"So, I was right about you," said the old man. "You've got some talent. Now, will you tell me why you came to me? Will you tell me about the drawings in your notebook?"
"Give it to me first," said the boy.
The old man exhaled.
"If I didn't burn your notebook, there's only one way I would even consider giving it back to you. Children like you are not worth the rags you wear, but most children like you would have disappeared completely after being caught. And most children like you aren't so good with mechanical things. Maybe you will prove that there is more to you than being a thief. Perhaps you can earn back your notebook. But remember, you are gambling with your time. Because you might work for me for months and months only to find out that you were wrong about the notebook. There's a chance it's already gone. That's the risk you'll have to take. You'll come to the booth every day. I will decide how long you must work for each of the items you stole, and it will be up to me to decide when you have earned back your notebook, if it still exists. Do you understand?"
"I already have a job," Hugo said.
The old man laughed.
"Thief is not a job title, boy."
"I have another job, but I'll come here when I can."
"You begin tomorrow," said the old man,
and Hugo ran off down the empty hallway, careful not to click his shoe heels on the stone floor. This wasn't the perfect plan, but for Hugo, at least, it was a start.